Welcome to week three, day one of Hearing the Voice of God. Wow, we've completed 2 weeks and now we're starting the third week. And I know because we've been meditating on the Word of God, and we know from Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I know that because we've been meditating on the Word of God, your faith is increasing. Today's memory verse is Psalm 62, verse 8. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Today we want to talk about pouring out our heart to God so that God can be a refuge for us. But let's review our principles for hearing the voice of God. Number one, God is my Father. Number two, my Father has a plan for my life. And number three, my Father wants to make known the plan for my life. I bet you by now, when I was reading those principles for hearing the voice of God, you were going right along with me. We're going to study today, take a look at writing a letter to God. And in this letter, we write to God, and then we allow the Spirit of God to respond to that letter by letting the words flow from our hearts out through the pen. So that's going to be our first step. Our first step is we're going to write a letter to God, and we're just going to allow our heart to pour out to him, to flow out to God. And then after we write this letter, we're going to spend some time in prayer and allow then the Spirit of God to pour out his heart towards us through that pen again. We're going to allow God to respond to us and the things that are on our hearts. When we write, we want to expose ourselves to the Lord. And you get to go to the depth of sharing your life with God, the depth that you choose. Now, Father John Powell, who's a Jesuit, wrote some wonderful books, like Why Am I Afraid to Tell You Who I Am? That is a great book. And in this book, he teaches that there are seven levels of intimacy. And when we write our letter, we want to be aware of what level are we writing at. These same seven levels of intimacy that Father Powell in his book, he's speaking of relationships with people in our lives. But these same seven levels can be applied to our relationship with God. And of course, we want to be going closer and closer to God. We want to be growing in intimacy with the Lord. So these seven levels will help us to see where we are and where we need to go. The first level of intimacy that Father Powell points out is that of cliches. Second is facts. Third is opinions. Fourth is hopes and dreams. Fifth is feelings. Sixth is fears, faults, and failures. And then seven is legitimate needs. When we journal, we want to express as much intimacy with the Lord as possible. We want to move beyond that level of just being in cliches. We want to get into our feelings, our fears, our faults, our failures. We want to get into even our needs before God, to be able to come before God and say, God, this is what I need from you. This is what I need in the relationship, to be that honest with God. That's one of the things that I want to emphasize here, is that when you journal these letters, write these letters to God, is we need an honesty before the Lord. To just be honest, to just lay it out before him. You know, God knows you anyways. So let's just be honest with him about it. Let's stop playing this religious game where we look good and let God love you for who you are. You know, sometimes I think we go to pray and the real of us is, going through these turmoils or having these negative feelings. And then we go into prayer and we just put that all aside. And I think sometimes God looks down from heaven and he says, where'd Brendan go? Because the Brendan I know was just facing this, this, and this. And now he's all religious and he's acting like there's no connection to life. God is connected to life. He cares about your life. He's a loving father. You know, good fathers speak to their children, but also here, let me say this, good fathers listen to their children. Good fathers care about what's going on in their children's lives. That is the same with God, our eternal Father. He cares about everything that's going on in your life. Everything that you're facing, God cares about. So pour out your hearts before Him. God is a refuge for us. You know, I wonder if we were pouring our heart out to God, if we allowed God to be a refuge for us, I wonder if we'd need to see psychologists and counselors. I wonder if we'd be on medication like Prozac. I think part of the problem is that we're not pouring out our hearts to God. We're not allowing God to be our refuge. We're, in a sense, playing when it comes to our relationship with God. Okay, let's look at these seven levels of intimacy. First of all, there's cliches. Cliches are small talk. You're saying the right thing. You're being polite. But there really isn't any of you involved in it. We can be like this when we say our row prayers. There's nothing matter with row prayers, but we can just be polite. We can say our prayers, but we're really not involved in the prayer. Second level of intimacy is facts. We can come to God in our prayer and report the facts of His situation, the facts of our life. We're still not involved. Someone else could come along and take that same list that we were reading to God. They could read it to God, and God would not know, if you will. I mean, God knows everything, but God wouldn't know if it was you or them, because you're not involved. It's just a bunch of facts. The next level that we move to in our intimacy is opinions. Now we're beginning to reveal a little of who we are, but it's still a safe distance. Just because we say we believe something, have an opinion about something, doesn't mean that we're going to act on it. Our person might not totally be involved yet. So we move to a deeper level. We move to our hopes and our dreams. Have you ever thought about that, that God cares about your hopes and your dreams? Have you ever thought about that God has hopes and dreams for you? When you move into hopes and dreams, now we're moving to the level of exposing to the other our inner self. We are now opening up to them and showing them what we believe our life is about. We're really starting to move into deeper places here. Next level is feelings. We have now moved beyond the facts. We are now sharing how facts have impacted us. The other is now aware of our vulnerability. Now that's why some people don't want to get into feelings, because then we're vulnerable. Even with God, we don't want to be vulnerable. Our flesh wants to hide. Remember Adam and Eve in the garden? Remember how they ate of the fruit, and what did they do? They hid from the Lord. We don't want God to see us for who we are. We don't want others to really, we don't want to let them in for them really to see. When we get to this level of sharing our vulnerability, people will know our joys and sorrows, our relations and our pains. It's the same way with God. When we get to this place of sharing our feelings with Him, now God knows our joys and our sorrows. Now He knows our relations and our pains. Have you ever moved to that level with God? Have you ever gone to say, God, this is how I feel. This is where I'm at in this situation. This is how this situation impacts me. The next level we move to, closer and closer, we're allowing others in. Fears, faults, and failures. Many of us never get to this level. This is exposure. This is uncovering of the heart for one to see us as we are. We're not putting on any facades now. They see us with all of our blemishes. It is the moment when we'll know if we're loved unconditionally or we're loved conditionally. When we begin to share our fears, our faults, and our failures, we're going to find out what type of love that other has for us. We will be loved now for what we do or what we don't do. See, with God, that's not the case. You will be loved no matter what you do. You cannot change God's love for you. Saying more prayers is not going to make God love you more. He loves you just as much as he loves, let's say, Adolf Hitler. I know that sounds like that's too much, but it's the truth. And blessed be God that he loves us just as much as Adolf Hitler. Do you think that Adolf Hitler sat there when he was young and decided, I'm going to be this great despot, that the world's going to look back and say, what a man, what a terrible thing he did? He didn't set out to be that way. We never know what could befall us or what we would choose. We never know. We're weak. And God loves us unconditionally. See, this sharing of the fears, faults, and failures is the moment when we acknowledge it is the moment of truth when we reveal the truth of who we are, the real us. The next step is legitimate needs. Now we are stripped. Now we are barren. Now we express what we need, and the other can choose to help us meet that need or ignore us, leaving us alone and exposed. This is the level where we admit that we need the other to be fulfilled. It is the moment when we acknowledge the necessity of the other in our life. We need to come to this place as believers. And in this letter writing, we want to take all of this and lay it out before the Lord. We want to be able to share with God our opinions, our hopes, our feelings, our fears, our faults, even our legitimate needs. God, I need you to be this for me. See, Psalm 62, verse 8 says this, "Trust in him. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." Psalm 62, verse 8. That's what we're trying to come to here. In writing these letters, we're coming to pour out our heart before God and to find him as a refuge for us. The first part of the letter is something like this. "Father in heaven, here I am. I am ready for all that you have for me. I have so wanted to be closer to you, and now I am ready. I am weak, Lord. Many times I've set out to get closer to you, and after a few weeks I fall back into my old ways. I'm sorry. I need you, and I want you in my life. I want to be close to you. Please help me. Love, and then your name." I don't know how you're going to write your letter. I don't know the intimacy that you're going to choose. And then after you write the letter, then allow the Lord to speak back to you. What does the Holy Spirit want to say to you? Use the four keys of hearing God's voice. Take up the pen, be still, fix your eyes on Jesus, surrender to the flow of the Holy Spirit, and begin to write what comes to your heart. You've spoken yourself to God. Now let God speak to you. I wonder what God wants to say to you about what you have written. Many people find great healing in using this tool. Before you begin, you might ask the Holy Spirit to show you what he would like to address deep in your life, and then begin to be honest and write about whatever that is. Next, allow the Holy Spirit to flow through your heart in response to what he has shown you. If it is a moment of pain or disappointment, share your feelings and thoughts about the situation, and then ask this question: where were you, Lord, when this happened? Let the Holy Spirit show you. Psalm 62, verse 8. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Psalm 62, verse 8.